The story of Boglal Garti Ropa. The following is a report of Pastor Raju Bitrakoti in his own words about current activities in Dang province of Nepal. The report is slightly edited for clarity. This is the story of Boglal Garti from Ropal district in western Nepal in province number 5. Boglal was born on December 18, 1956. He was raised in a Hindu family, and when he grew up, he became a Hindu priest. He used to worship a number of gods and goddesses. He had organized some Hindu text reading conferences and meetings. He was a well-known Hindu leader and had influence on local people. He was also involved in witchcraft and would sacrifice roosters and goats. He started to get drunk and use marijuana and other drugs. He got married in Hindu culture. He moved to a town called Tulsipur in Dang. He was a constructor as a profession and would build houses and was involved in politics also. He used to be a member of the National Democratic Party, which is basically a Hindu nationalist party. He has 5 daughters and 2 sons in his family. They didn't have any peace. Every day he would come home drunk and quarreling and fighting. Nobody in his family was happy. They were very depressed and sad. Sometime later, his daughters and sons received the gospel from Pastor Navaraj Dangji. This pastor would visit his children and preach the gospel. The children of Boglal started going to church. Boglal was against the conversion and would make difficulties for them as they were going to church in Tulsipur. The district of Dang is well known for its anti-Christian movement. He was a conservative Hindu, so he would start to persecute and say bad about the church, about its pastor and his children. Every day he would create problems for his family. When his children got baptized and became faithful Christians, they started praying for their father. After praying and telling something about Jesus, a few years later, the Lord worked in his heart, and in his heart, he was feeling good for Christ. He asked for a Bible and started reading through it. As he was reading the Bible, he was moved by the Lord and started going to church. At age 50, he was growing in faith. He threw away the idols and images of false gods that he used to worship. And he believed in John 14, verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." He repented of all his sins. "No one comes to the Father but through me." He was baptized at Emmanuel Church in Dang by Pastor Navaraj Dangji. As they grew in faith together, his family is feeling blessed and also happy with each other. The broken relationships with his children are better now. Eternal Life Christian Church. After baptism and some years at church, the Lord led him to witness in his own village where there are many people who do not know the true Savior. He left his politics and started a small house fellowship at his home. And Pastor Navaraj would go there sometimes to encourage the small church. Now they turned the church, named the church, Eternal Life Christian Church. Seeing the transformation in him, the villagers are impressed, and they do hear the gospel. As he preaches and gives testimony, people listen to him and are amazed at the work of God in changing his life. The church is growing, and more people are coming to church. There are now 45 members at his church. He gave his land to the church to build a building. They gathered the locally available resources to build a church. The Himalayan Church of the Lutheran Confession in Nepal, HCLCN, was able to provide a roof for their newly built church. They appreciate the assistance and are glad to have a church nearby. The church is growing and the Lord is blessing it with more members. They have started a house fellowship on Wednesdays. They also plan to reach out to other people in the neighborhood. At the request of Pastors Nawaraj and Boglal, the HCLCN has now begun a Bible Institute in Don. There is a need of education and training so they can equip themselves to go to their churches with courage and proclaim the truth of the Word. The HCLCN passed their request on to the CLC, and they are supporting the new training in Don. Now, Boglal and his younger son, Narayan, are receiving training through the Himalayan Bible Institute in Don. Boglal is one of the most diligent students at the training. He has completed his first year of training and has one more year to complete. He receives the training and learns enthusiastically. He wants to complete the course at the Bible Institute and go to other villages with the gospel of our Savior. He thanks God for this transformation and thanks the local pastor, the HCLCN, and the CLC that has supported and encouraged him in his work in the area where Christianity is not well received. He now requests prayers for the church he is serving and for his preaching of the gospel in surrounding villages and districts. Raju Bitrakati is a pastor and missionary in the HCLCN. His home is in Nepal.